Hello, and welcome to the Intuitive Women Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Today on the podcast, we speak all things Reiki. Hi, everyone. I hope this finds you well. I figured it was time to speak about Reiki once again. If you have been listening quite some time, of course, you've heard episodes about Reiki. If you are new, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I want to share more about Reiki. I think sometimes I take Reiki for granted because I live Reiki within my own life. I teach Reiki. I have many classes. I give Reiki circles and many treatments daily. So I wanted to just roll it back and share a little bit about Reiki. I hope when I'm saying the word, you have heard it before or even received a treatment. I am so lucky to be able to give Reiki on a regular basis. So in person, I give Reiki to many people daily by appointment, and I also do distant healing. And I have been doing Reiki since 2008, 2009. And it has really become part of who I am and part of my life. I recently just taught a couple days ago a Reiki level one. I'll talk more about the levels either on this episode or maybe I'll do a part two. But lately, I have been speaking about Reiki in comparison to acupuncture. And the reason for that is I'm finding that there's a lot of people that have experienced acupuncture and may not have experienced Reiki. So this is sort of my analogy, and maybe it will make sense for you. So acupuncture is considered Chinese medicine. And we use the word medicine. I'm doing air quotes. So in Chinese medicine, in acupuncture, it is about balancing the body, creating healing in the body, allowing the flow of energy in the body. And in this type of practice, the practitioner will place needles in the area that they feel fit for different meridians of the body. And you may go in with different ailments or different pains, and the needles will most likely not be in the area that you're pointing to. The practitioner is knowledgeable enough and have been to school and practice that they will find the meridians and put the needles in particular parts of the body to allow the flow of energy, the qi, right? And the qi is energy. Now, in all cultures or many cultures, energy has been translated into many things. In Chinese medicine, it is qi. In Reiki, which is Japanese medicine, it is ki. In Hawaiian, energy is called mana. In the Sanskrit culture, it is prana. And some people will say even in the Catholicism, it is Holy Spirit. So it just shows that there is universal energy that many, many cultures for many, many, many years have had a different word for energy. So when we go back to that comparison of acupuncture to Reiki, Chinese medicine to Japanese medicine, when the needles are inserted in the body, it is a foreign substance. The body then allows blood flow to that area and the energy flows. So many more things are happening, but I'm just making it pretty basic. And people come to acupuncture for many different reasons. And maybe you have gone to acupuncture. You may go to acupuncture for physical pain. You may go to acupuncture for emotional pain. Perhaps it's an addiction or habit. Perhaps it's a common cold. Perhaps infertility. Many, many things. Now, as I move my comparison to Reiki, Reiki does not use needles. Reiki uses the hands. And the hands by the practitioner are either slightly above the person or slightly touching. The hands of the practitioner are not giving you their energy. They're harnessing, or you may want to hear the word channeling, universal life force energy. And because I'm such a visual person, I like to think as me of the practitioner or any practitioner, the universal light or energy flows down through the top of my head, out through my hands, and then into the participant or into the person receiving Reiki. Now, as that energy flows down and through me, it is not of my energy, it is flowing through me, out my hands, and then into, say, you. And then you have your energy, and then that energy is flowing through, and then hopefully moving and unblocking and rebalancing the body. Reiki is always administered from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And similar to acupuncture, it does work on the meridians, also the chakras and the auric field. Now, one of the things that I have found that I've worked so often with Reiki is that Reiki really helps the emotional body. It helps the body move into the relaxation response. We know about the nervous system. We have the sympathetic nervous system and we have the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is when the body is in the fight or flight, or in that high intensity, charged, stressful feeling. The feeling that we really don't like. And then we have the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and the digest. So Reiki helps us move from sympathetic to parasympathetic. And when the body can be in rest and digest in the parasympathetic, then the body can aid in relaxation, in a response of healing. Now, to be clear, Reiki does not cure and Reiki does not treat. But Reiki is a tool. And I am very clear, especially that I am giving Reiki sometimes in a very clinical setting, that it is not meant to cure or treat, but it is a tool to be used to manage stress, pain, and so forth. So when we move the body and when Reiki so well or does this such a good job of it to move the body into the parasympathetic nervous system, the body finds the relaxation response. A Reiki treatment is about an hour. Mine is about 45 minutes. We book about an hour, again, in person or distantly. And that flow of energy from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Reiki is being recognized in many, many places. It is being recognized in many clinical institutions and hospitals. And it is really becoming more and more broad. They have run many different studies for Reiki, and although sometimes they can be inconclusive because it is hard to get scientific data, I always say better is better. So if you walk in and you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, and after a Reiki treatment, you're feeling calm and relaxed, it's working. Now, there has been sometimes a debate about a belief system. And Reiki has no belief system in the sense of religion. So you can be highly religious or not religious at all. It is not connected to any religion or dogma. So you can bring yourself to Reiki. It is pretty much a spiritual practice in the sense that it is connected to something bigger and greater. But for the most part, it's just an understanding that Reiki is energy, and energy is pure and helpful to the body, mind, and spirit. When I teach Reiki, and I honestly am so grateful to teach Reiki, so there are different levels of Reiki, and I will also link below my next Reiki class. The next one I have coming up is a Reiki level 2, so you have to be Reiki 1. This is in person, and that's June 15th. And I do some supplemental classes. I'm going to be doing Reiki and crystals, which we will move into using crystals and balancing the body with Reiki and the Reiki symbols. It's not a certification level, but it is going to be a workshop. But Reiki in general is something that I use on a regular basis. We can use our own Reiki, and I think that's also the most beautiful thing to learn it. So the majority of people that have come to a Reiki level one, it is for self-healing. It is a tool that you can use to help yourself. It will never take place or never be in place of a Reiki treatment, but it is something that you can do every single day. And I call it run your energy. Placing your hands on your heart or placing your hands in the 12 positions, wherever you feel called to just relax and breathe and take that time and take that moment. So I wanted to demystify a little bit of Reiki, and I wanted to also share with you the 5 principles. I'll probably do more episodes about Reiki. There's a lot to talk about, and you might have questions as well, and I would love to answer them. So leave me any questions. You can connect with me through email, very simply, or find me on Instagram, The Intuitive Woman. And I want to leave you today with a little bit of a Reiki meditation. So I'm going to start with the 5 principles and just allow yourself to settle in now. Feel free to sit or lie down, whatever you feel called. We're going to work with the Reiki principles of just for today. Take a nice deep breath in and a deep breath out. And allow yourself to come within. I call forth the Reiki masters, Dr. Sui Hiyashi and Mrs. Takada, all the Reiki masters, your own spirit and spirit guides, to guide you, surround you, and protect you for the highest and greatest good. And so it is, and so be it. Just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will not be angry. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. Just for today, I will honor all living things. And just for today, I will be grateful for my many blessings. Place your hands on your heart and run your Reiki energy. Envision this beautiful light down through the top of your head, through your hands, and into your heart. The shimmering light of Reiki connects you to something bigger and something greater. Reiki connects you to your true self, your authentic self. Feel and be who you are in this moment. Shed the layers and the binds of anything that's holding you back. And use this energy today to flow through you, to rebalance, to rebirth, to bring you back to wholeness. Continue with your hands at your heart for a few more breaths. And gently return to the room. Release your hands from your heart. And thank yourself. Thank your spirit. And thank this beautiful energy of Reiki. Reiki blessings. Namaste.